Kommt wieder.
Oh Gott.
Let's continue. So what we've discovered up to now is that we live in an Hagos HaMishpat. That's where we live, and that's where we are obligated to function. But we've learned as well that Hashem has another Hanhoga that somehow runs together with this world that we live in, and that's called Hagos HaYichud, which ultimately has nothing to do with us. It's cheshbonos that Hashem makes, and he does things to us based on his cheshbonos that has nothing to do with Hagos HaMishpat. That's what we've discovered up to now.
That ever changing the results of different choices made in Mishnah? In other words, yeah, I think you know the question.
No, I don't.
No? Okay, try again. If everything's going to be fine, don't worry, and it's all
no, no one's everything they found out where it's all good.
If that's gonna
you're going to go through Auschwitz. That's okay. Not nice, and that's not pleasant.
Right. So if that's going to happen,
whether that's an August, no, 1 second. Whether that's an August, Amish, but no, so you could, I don't know.
Okay. Let's say there's something that's going to happen, and it falls under you for that. It's going to happen, whatever happens. Do the lines meet?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Technically, they shouldn't. They
we can't speak about what they should and they shouldn't because we don't understand what we're talking about. That's the problem we're always going to have here. Ultimately, we don't know what we're talking about. So therefore, to start analyzing where and how it works at the technical level isn't going to be very useful. When you address a subject like this, you have to get a broad sweep of the subject and have it running in the background. You start digging into the subject too much, you're going to come up with, I don't really know, because I think it doesn't make any sense. How deep do you want to dig into the sugya of Yadiyah v'Bechira? How deep do you want to dig into that sugya? Because as deep as you go, you're always going to come back to the Rambam. He's going to tell you, you can't understand. Oh, good question.
So what? Process,
you have to have a broad overview of the subject. Know that there's a thing called Bechira, know that there's a thing called Yedia. Know that those two things are mutually exclusive, and you can't understand how they work together because you don't understand what we mean when we say Hashem's Yedia. Don't know what Hashem's knowledge means, don't know what it looks like. When you talk about Hashem's foreknowledge, what does it mean? We don't know. So understand that Hashem knows what's going to happen, and yet we still have Bechira, even though that's impossible. And we go weiter, knowing those two things are true, even though intellectually they don't sort of settle so well. Where do we live? We live in Bechira, not in Hashem's foreknowledge. Foreknowledge, Hashem's foreknowledge, nothing to do with me. Yeah, but if Hashem knows, fine, that's nice, but in the day, where do you make your life? Where do you earn your olam haba? In Bechira, not in Hashem's idea, the same year. Where do you live? Where do you make your life? Where is your responsibility? The longest Amish spot. There's a thing called the Hagos HaYichud that's flying around that answers some of the difficult questions we have about Tzadik V'ra Lo, Rosh HaVetoiv Lo. Why is there Yisurim that seems to be undeserved? And then who says it's undeserved? Maybe it's in Hagos HaMishpat. How are you going to know? You can't know. So you have to understand that there is this thing, and you take chizuk from the fact that there is an Hagos HaYichud running in the background, that Hashem's, you know, got your back, and he's taking care of everything. And then you go weiter. You start getting deep into the sugya and analyzing it for yourself. You're going to run into the paradox. We live with the paradox. We don't try and unravel the paradox. It's going to be a paradox. Tov, I just want to finish off right page 10, the last paragraph there. We said, Aramit Gabe Baha. And come to a situation, we're talking about the entire period of Ikvasid and Mashiach. Tzadikim misyarsim biyusurim shani roim le mipat masayim. Tzadikim are getting yusurim that are not deserving according to their deeds. How you would know that, we don't know. We're just understanding the theory here. But they're going to get enormous schar in olam haba for that. They suffer in this world in order to open up the possibilities there, outside of the hanhogah samishpat. Hanhogah samishpat gives schar voynish. But there's something else Hashem wants, and that's a schar that's greater than your ability to earn in schar voynish. Now we can take the next step. Amor me'ato, kashen kibli yisurim lelo sibe mutzdekes kaviyochol yisurim shem alale midargas avanoseyim. When the tzaddikim get yisurim that are in the world of mishpat not due to them, kaviyochol yisurim that's above the level of their averus, veisizu abechinish hakadosh baruch hu medakta kim chasid of kachut asara. This is touching on that sugya that Hashem is very exacting with his chassidim, kechut asara. He judges them with a very, very fine judgment. Therefore, now you've opened up the possibilities of giving them schar. It's also not hanhogas hamishpat schar. If the tsar, if the yisurim wasn't hanhogas hamishpat yisurim, it was way above what we'd be normally accepted in the world of Hanhogas HaMishpat, then so too the Schar can also step into a world that's much above the world of Schar Voynish and Hanhogas HaMishpat. Danim L'Schar Shu Harbe Me'ar V'Lekach, way above that. Dada Rabba. V'Din Megiel Lehem. This is where you have to chop the paradox. We just said it's got nothing to do with Hanhogas HaMishpat, nothing to do with Din. And I'm telling you that the schar they're getting is bedin, even in Hanhogas HaYichud. How? The shem shem kiblu b'simches ha'yisurim shelo lefi ma'aseyim, since they were makabel the oinshim, the yisurim, that wasn't according to their deeds, they were makabel that b'simcha, gam ha'schar nitem liyeh shelo lefi erech ma'aseyim, bedin, the schar will also not be in accordance with their deeds. Because it's now midah keneged midah again. That's where the two worlds touch. You have to chop the paradox here. Very, very, very subtle, this paradox. Lefi hanogas hamishpat, lefi din, the yisurim they get him are not justified. Correct? Was Hashem giving them yisurim that they don't deserve? Because he wants to open up a possibility of giving them reward that they don't deserve. The reward that you can earn in hanogas hamishpat, Hashem says, that's not enough. I want to give you much more. Yeah, but I can't just give it to you for free. The whole world's built around the fact that it has to be bedin. Has to be bedin. So they just give it to him bedin. I can't, because bedin, it's going to be limited to your deeds. So Hashem opens up a world called Hanhogas HaYichud, where Hashem gives you yisurim that you don't deserve. You makabel those yisurim b'simcha and ba'ava. Hashem is not capable of giving you reward you don't deserve, but it's bedin. You don't deserve it. You didn't earn it.
In fact, you accepted it, right?
So you're back to an Hanhogas HaMishpat.
Wait, what? What?
Oh, I was
asking. Marshal Lamar Dovid Doimer. Marshal Lamar, you can ask and have this conversation. So I'm going to just carry on a little bit if you don't mind. No, I said the minute you start, how deep do you want to dig here? Yeah, this has to sink in. You have to get this into your kishkas for a few months before you start trying to unravel it too much. Here's a marshal, and I'll give you another marshal. Marshal Amad of Adoyme, Elodim Aretze Lavchin, Om Limoidov Bimikzor Musuyam, Kekol Shum Mitkadem Belibidom Nasam Bechinim Kashim Yoter. We did this yesterday, Nachon. We didn't remember having done the paragraph before, though. But each time you do it, you're seeing different aspects of it. As you mitkadem more in this professional studies, the tests get harder. When do you know that you've reached the end? When the test is impossibly difficult. Look at Avraham Avinu's nisoyos. When did he know that he'd arrived at the hardest test possible? The whole period of the world, from Maisa Bereishis until the end, the purpose, the job of evil is to give us these trainers, to test us, to give us complicated situations that we can withstand. In that way, you will merit eternal good, b'din, b'lo b'chesed. Because b'chesed was not purpose in bringing the world into creation. You Hashem could have just given it to us without going through 6,000 years of torture. However, when you see evil expanding to its most extreme sense way, it's coming to the end of its purpose, then you know that you're coming to the final test. You're entering into a new world, and everybody senses that. You're now into a new world, a new test, and a whole new dimension. That doesn't mean Hanhogas HaMishpat goes away, by the way. That continues running in the background. That there's a new something happening. When we will stand that test, then there's no purpose for evil to be in the world anymore, it'll just disappear. Because you don't need evil anymore. Then you'll understand. Now you don't understand it. Now you have to hate the evil. Someone who loves Hashem hates evil. But you'll eventually understand when it's all over, you'll understand why the evil is also for the good. Huh? What? Go after what? Depends what stage you're talking about. You must have a Mashiach, you will still have the fear. No, Lama, you don't have the fear. What's the fear of you? You tell me. The end of the 7th year, the 8th, the 9th, the 10th. When are we talking about? The 10,000 years of the Bria. Of the world, 6,000 of this world, then you have 1,000 years of Moshiach, and then you're going to 8, 9, and 10. I don't know what he's talking about. He's talking about when there's no more evil in the world. Does that apply in your Moshiach or not? That's a machlokes. He's showing. I don't know. So there's no way to go on. We have to play. There will be Bechira, but not the kind of Bechira we have now. You have Bechira like Adam Arishon had Bechira, which is nothing like the Bechira we have. We can't even understand Adam Arishon and Bechira. An external force, the government. Oh, that's a much like this showing the local kosher to understanding and obviously you could.
Lost.
Sure you have. You didn't lose it. You never had it. You can't lose something you never had. You didn't have it. All you started doing is nibbling it a little bit, and now you've lost the crumbs.
Hashem gives you. Hashem says, "I'm going to give you something you don't deserve, and in return back."
It's not in return for that. It's not in return for that. Because then it's Hanhogas HaMishpat.
My point.
It's not in return for that.
What is it?
It enables HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do things that he couldn't do normally. Sounds like, but it's not. Okay. I'll accept that. I warned you, this is not simple.
Sounds like it's recovered. Which one?
Okay. You know what? That's less of a problem. If you don't get it, and then it just slips back into Mishpat, and you don't get a longer say, Yichud, I'll sleep tonight. There's another way of not getting a longer say, Yichud, where I won't sleep so well tonight. If that's your error, that's Gavaldik. Ain't Shumbaya. That's great. But then you're just back into a longer say, Mishpat, and everything makes sense. Wonderful. Okay, great. Then it was worthwhile learning the Sefer. No, I'm serious. I'm not joking. Because I don't sleep at night so well when we learn the subject. Because you can go the other way. And you can think that you just stepped out of an Hanhogas HaMishpat into an Hanhogas HaYichud. And that's where you're going to make your life. But then I don't sleep so well at night for you. You just become an apikoros completely. You just give up your chelik in Olam HaBachas. Because you'll never do tshuva, because why not? Why to do tshuva? Everything is exactly where it's supposed to be. Even my veiras are what they were supposed to be. A cold tov. You see, when you go there, then you're in a lot more trouble. That's why if you keep slipping back into an Hanhogas HaMishpat, I'm fine. That's great. That's the best thing that could happen. That's not a bug, that's a feature. Because at the end of the day, even if you do understand anochas, you have to get back to anochas amishpah. Because you were given a Torah, told kids a Torah in anochas amishpah, and it's chavoynesh. That's one of the root gimelikori. When you step into anochas amishpah, you just step out of that world. So you're in a lot of trouble. Now, what are your points of reference? Shulchan Aruch, wow, that's anochas amishpah. Ah, so Shulchan Aruch also got the window. There were greater people than you and me that made this mistake and gave it all up, lost it all. That's why don't bother yourself too much. It's the other words. And slowly, slowly it starts sinking in. And we saw the Ramchal as well. I'll give you another example where you see this. In the Yud Gimel Midas the Rachamim. You ever looked at them? You ever thought about them? Hashem Hashem Kel Rochum V'chanun Erech Apayim Rav Chesed V'. What's MS doing in there? MS is an aspect of Din. Yeah? What's MS doing in the Yud Gimel Ikori? Yud Gimel Midah the Rachamim. Mama Zeo Sepo. Kel Rachum V'chanun. Rachamim means you did an Aveira. Tov. I'll give you time to do true. I'm not going to kill you on the spot, which is what should happen. I'm not going to hand you over to the evil angel that your Aveira created and let him take care of you. Hashem says, I got it all. I'm taking care of it. Hashem, Hashem, tell Rachel, B'chon, Rech, Apayim, V'rab, Chesed. The MS means did. You did an Aveira, you get whacked. What's MS doing in the middle of the Yud Gimel Ikori? Yud Gimel Midah Zarach. Have you ever thought of that? Very, very troublesome. So the simple answer is that it's coming to tell you that even MS is rooted in Chesed. That means the whole world is built on Chesed. Olam Chesed Yibona. Kodesh Baruch Hu's entire matara, his muskal rishon, his machshava rishon to create the world, his rotzon rishon to create the world, was to do good and to do Chesed, and that never goes away. And even the din is an outcropping of Chesed. We don't get that paradox either. That can din be an outcropping of Chesed? I'll give you a simple example. When a father gives a child a patch, we've got a father who knew how to give his child a patch. Not about today, we don't know how to give your child a patch. And if you can't hit the child, whatever, I mean, the Lord must have sugi out there. We've got a father who knows how to give his child a patch, and he gives him a patch. That's coming from din or chesed. Kulu chesed, but it's din, nachon, because what the child needs right now is din, because that din is the ultimate chesed you can give it. And the child wants his 13th chocolate chip cookie before he goes to bed at night, you say no. It's chesed or din. It's din, but where's it rooted? Where's it trained? What's driving that din? It's chesed. When you give him another one, that's not chesed. That's not chesed. That's something else. It's not chesed. It's achzorius. You get it? So even at the day-to-day existence, you're grappling with these paradoxes. Everything Hashem does is only rooted in one desire. Of course, these words are useless, but that's what we have to use. Everything Hashem does, you can follow it and track it back to its sheresh. It's a desire to do good. Everything. If you know how to track Auschwitz back to its Treyresh, we don't know how to do that. But one day we'll understand why that was also rooted in Hashem's desire to do good. If you get that now, either you're fooling yourself, or you've missed the plot, or you're actually wasting your time sitting here. You should be sitting somewhere else giving brochas or something. I don't know. We don't get it. We are wisps of what could have been the chesed, but you don't get it. But when you have so much evil in the world and ultimately the good gets the gala, it's a much greater gilui. We mentioned that as well about Malchus. The more diversity there is and the more the Melech is able to unify that diversity, the greater the kavod of Malchus is. Davka goydel ha-cheshech yelamet ki ha-kodesh baruch hu shoylet b'kol mokum and shum dover nifrad mimenu. There's nothing separate from Hashem. Even if it looks the furthest thing you could ever get from Hashem, he's also kashur to Hashem because he wouldn't exist if Hashem wasn't willing him into existence. The chesed. Because everything he does is bechesed. This is all kaviyochel. In order to bring the world to its final tikkun, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, has to allow evil, unencumbered rain. Achashverosh says to Haman, gives him the ring, and he says, "Va'amaze tase kiretzecho. Do what you want." The most frightening words in the entire Tanakh. It wasn't Achashverosh talking, it was Hashem talking. Whoever it says Amalek, without Achashverosh, it's about Hashem. Hashem says to Haman, go through to Klal Yisrael, most duvils, whatever you want. I'm stepping there. He's Ganbrus Hara. Matzav ze shel schav einish lo niten b'shum oifem b'chnoi say ketagab grus hara she'ein hu ele ma she'adam hei b'alatzmoi. Schav einish can't bring you to this new level of unleashed evil in the world, because schav einish only brings you what you deserve, and nobody deserves that. The fish and emma. I assume Shabbat of Enu Elemikoyach Asiosa is a rabbi in Hashem. That's Yirmiyahu. That's Chuban by Srishon. Mida Keneged Mida. Schavo Enesh. Your deeds brought this evil. Im Yetivas Maisav Yelotov. Sherekol Tolim Yodu. You'll do Tshuva. Then the Beis HaMikdash said they have to get destroyed. Your mommy told Klal Yisrael after the destruction. Had you cried before, it wouldn't have got destroyed. It's too late now. It was all Schav Einish. Al-Kolchach, Nimtza, B'Shemratzev, Shaltam, Tegboiris, Arar, Yetze, Sanhoge, Megidre, Amishpat, U-Megidre, Schav Einish. When you have these Gabrus, Arar, where evil becomes so unpalpable, then you know that you've stepped out of Nogos HaMidbar, the Gedorim of Mishpat, and you've stepped out of the world of Schav Einish. They control the world. The tzaddikim, the few, the handful of Yidden left at the Shema Torah and Mitzvahs, are mutfal and attacked and discriminated against. That's Anogos HaYichud. Because that's starting to Megala and reveal to us that what's happened for the 6,000 years. It's all aimed and moving towards one tachlis, one purpose, one goal that you can't budge. Because that was the machshava tchilo, dveikus in Hashem, which is the ultimate chesed. Because that was all chazora. Doesn't feel like chazora, does it? Do it again tomorrow. It'll start seeping in a little bit. Gam anogas sayichud lo techol ala adam elim kei mimotza b'chut asara shel pagam v'chet. If there's no pagam v'chet in the person, anogas sayichud can't work on him either. There needs to be some little petach. Somebody who never ever did even a chutasar of chet, you can't imagine such a thing. Can't imagine what that would look like. There were a few people in history that were able to not die because of anything they did. Perfect people. But you don't know what that means, you know what it looks like. You can't even begin to imagine such a thing. It's beyond our comprehension. But if there's no even a chutasar of chet, then you surely can't come to this person. Since we live in a world of where there's no tzaddik in the world who only does good and doesn't sin, there's no such thing. Since the chet of Adam Arishon, it's not shaykh, except for those few individuals, and those exceptions have to be understood because it doesn't make any sense. Eliyahu Novi was perhaps one famous example. He didn't even have to die. All those other greats that never since that to die, they died because of the fact of Adam Arishon. They didn't die because of their own avarice. They didn't do anything wrong. So they didn't need to die. But they had to die because of the fate of Adam Arishon. Everyone has to die because of the fate of Adam Arishon. Eliyahu Navi was the exception to the rule. He never died. And so the exceptions, we have to understand exceptions, but they're not the rule. So, Bazekashu alai. Then the Yisurim will always find a landing space, a little petach where to get in. Even the smallest little pesach, Hashem says, oh, there's my opportunity. There's no Yisurim b'li ovon. Therefore, the first thing a person has to do when Yisurim come, he has to check out his deeds. When the brothers were faced with Yosef down in Mitzrayim, the first thing they did was started, what did they say? What did we do wrong? They went through and they checked, and the only thing they could find wrong was they didn't deal with Yosef with enough sensitivity. There was the only thing they could find that they did wrong. Not that selling him was wrong. That was right. There was a psak based in and they were right. Oh, well, they didn't have enough sensitivity. Oh, that must be why this is happening to us. Impressive. They couldn't find anything else. Nothing else. But that's the first thing you have to do. Is my pastor said, well, rather, mawachet, shebekino, agia, love Yisuri. Why did this come upon me? We don't have that problem. I'm having Yisuri, but I've never sinned. So why am I having Yisuri? So let me see. There must have been one something chuta sala. That's not our avoider. Okay, let's assume we'll carry that on tomorrow. We'll start from there's a lot of sugars here that are not going on. You have to take this slowly, patiently. And again,